Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. This is Kenneth Copeland in our class, and we've been studying all last week, and again this week, we began on the confession of faith. By your words, Jesus said, you're justified, and by your words are you condemned. I want to remind you, we've been right here in the book of Hebrews, right? So we're in the 7th chapter. Just slip over to the 11th chapter, and I want to bring something up here. In verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Why is it impossible? All right. Let's go back to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8. Deuteronomy, chapter 8. Let's work at verse 18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto the fathers in this day. Do you see that? Yes. Remember it, he said. Most people don't know it, much less remember it. Because the devil has worked for centuries to keep Christianity and poverty tied together with a real short rope. And it's a lie from hell. Absolutely not true. And the scripture's going to prove it right here. Then we're going to go back where we were and enter that flow once more. Because this is where we've been headed all this week. You just didn't know it yet. And of course, the class, I told you about the scripture first, but we're just now there. And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. Well, I'm a self-made man. Well, that's probably the reason you're not worth much. Self-made man. I used to be a self-made man. I didn't have money enough to get out of sight as long as I was doing it. Anyway, well, I know where people come with that. They came up short and worked hard over their lives. But this is important. Don't say that, and the power of my hand has gotten this. Remember the Lord your God, for it is he that gives you the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto the fathers, as it is this day. Now let's go to Galatians chapter 3. Praise God. You having any fun yet?
Yes.
Okay. And 3:8. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. In you shall all nations be blessed. That's where this came from. Now, let's go to the 17th chapter of the book of Genesis. This is after Genesis, right? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy. So let's go to the base then at Genesis 17. Praise God. Don't lose your place in the book of Hebrews. We're going to say. When Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am El Shaddai. I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. Well, now, wait a minute. Stop. That he may establish the covenant which he swore. He swore a covenant, and now God initiated this covenant. So in order to do what he planned for it to do, what? Bless the earth. Go back to the very first about Elohim and the creation itself. And the blessing comes right in there in just the first two, three, four chapters. The blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord became the blessing of Abraham. And we're about to see it right here. I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply you exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. I will make you exceeding fruitful. I will make nations of you, and kings shall come out of thee. I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generation for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And I'll give you thy seed for thee. Praise God. And God said to Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant therefore. Well, somebody has to finance it. So he gave him the power to get wealth. He gave him the power to get wealth. If you read the blessing of Abraham in the 28th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, then you will find why and how the devil has just fought the state of Israel all of this time. We hear about the wars and the problems. What most of the world does not know, the state of Israel is one of the most benevolent countries on the face of this earth. They help people that are their dire enemies. And nobody ever hears about it. They hear about the fighting and the fussing. This, then, let's come back over here in the book of Hebrews. Remember now, in the sixth chapter, we're going on to perfection, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ. Okay, let's go then. Verse 12, be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made promise to Abraham, well, see where we were? God made promise to Abraham. Listen, not Elohim. In the beginning, Elohim, El, God, Ohim, plural. Right there is the first picture of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit of God was moving on the face of the deep. And God said, the Spirit of God was moving, but nothing happened until somebody said it. It's in chapter 1, verse 1. You got to say it. God couldn't create it without saying it. It's mentioned in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. So, God made promise to Abraham because he could swear by no greater. He swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee. Multiplying, I'll multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them men for strife. Now, what's that talking about? Well, there comes a time when we don't talk about it anymore. In reading this and studying it, the Lord dropped in my heart and said, make a decision, a quality decision, based on my word. And once you make it, then a quality decision is a decision about which there is no more argument and from which there is no retreat. And we're about to get into that right here. Verse 16, men swear by the greater, an oath for confirmation, then them and the end of strife. God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel. Now, that's what I wanted to get into. And I'll go right here. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And so the result of patient waiting our forefather obtained what God had promised, he added an oath in order that through two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for him to prove false, we may possess mighty encouragement. We who for the safety have hastened to lay hold of the hope set before us. That hope we have as an anchor of the soul, an anchor that can neither break nor drag. It passes in behind the veil where Jesus has entered as a forerunner on our behalf, having become like Melchizedek, a high priest forever, an anchor of the mind, the will, and the emotion. And like I said, in the last 8 or 9 months, I experienced things that I didn't think would ever come my way. But my soul has been anchored all this time. Has to be. Because it just goes day by day by day. That by two immutable, two unchangeable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, that we might have a strong consolation. Now, two immutable things. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave the tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is the king of peace. Melchizedek, well, it was a title. And like mayor of a powerful city or something like that, it wasn't a name, it's a mayor, a title. So, without mother, father, descent, didn't mean that he just happened on the earth. If you go ahead and study it in these others, it said he had no pedigree. God picked him as a priest. Now, who is our high priest? Huh?
Jesus.
Did he come from the tribe of Leviticus?
No.
That's where the priest come from. Yeah, somebody's going, oh, yeah. Well, what does all this mean? He's our high priest.
Yes.
He's our high priest. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Levitical priest, we don't have any avenue in that. We're the wild olive branch that's been, I mean, he's our Christ. He's our, glory to God. He's my priest at the right hand of the Father. Ever make an intercession for me. And I have an anchor of my soul behind the veil, and his name is Jesus. And his blood is in the heavenly mercy seat. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. These two immutable things, the oath and the promise, but not only that, the bread and the wine. The bread and the wine. What is that to us? Every time we take communion, we have immutable things in the heavenlies, glory to God. And our Christ is there. Our Jesus is there. Our high priest is there. And he ever makes intercession for us. And I take the bread and the wine, and I do it in remembrance of him until he comes. Praise God. Here, now, in the 7th chapter, thank you, Jesus. He gives us the power to get wealth. Someone is going to have to activate that power. What happened in chapter 7? Go back there. This Melchizedek, king of Salem. Now, Salem became Jerusalem. He is king of Salem. Returning from the slaughter of the kings. You remember that? And these kings came together against Abram, and he armed his own household servants, and they fought at night, which never had been done before. And the king came to him and said, you take the gold, and I'll keep the people. And Abram said what? I have lifted my hand to the Almighty God. Never let it be said that any man made Abram rich, but my God. He's in covenant with him. That's what that means. I've lifted my hand to him. I don't want anything you have. Keep it yourself. Just whatever my men took, whatever it took to feed them. Otherwise, you can forget it, king. You may be king, but I serve God. He gave him a tenth of all. That's the first step. Now, notice this. We're right here. Verse 6. He whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham and blessed him that had the promises. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the greater. Now, what does that mean? You remember what the Apostle Paul, by the Spirit of God, said in the book of Philippians? Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be called equal with God. I had to let that mind be in me because it said he's well, let's go over there, because we're going to come right back here to this. You have to do it. And in chapter 2, verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made of himself no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, being found in fashion a man, humbled himself, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him his name, which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. And you notice things are in italics. Every knee should bow of names in heaven, names in the earth, and names under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Now, class, how do we have license to do this? The same apostle wrote a letter to the book of Ephesians and said his name is above every name that is named. So it's the same writer and the same spirit. Let this mind be in you. Class, remember, that is actually chesed. The hardest word in the Hebrew language, in my opinion, to translate into English. It's translated loving kindness and so forth, but that's a good design of it. You have to let the mind be in you, though not robber, be equal with God, like Jesus, his Father and Son. Well, he's my Father. He's your Father.
Yes.
Amen. All right. Verse 6, whose descent is not counted from them, received tithes of Abraham and blessed him that had the promises. He gave him the power to get wealth. Without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the greater. And here, men that die receive tithes. But there, he receives them on whom it is witnessed he lives. Now, if you go back, which we won't have time to do here, but there's coming a time that we will. Along about the 26th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, the different tithes are mentioned. There are confessions to be made there. Amen. That the priest puts the tithe in a basket and goes before the high priest, which represents God. Well, that's what that's talking about. That's what he's referring to there. And, but it says it happens in heaven. And Father, you have my tithe today. I'm a hilarious tither. I take such great joy in tithing. That's the first step to getting wealth. That blessing of that, the moment Gloria and I began to do that on a regular basis, I want you to know, it just seemed like somebody lit a rocket on our finances. And we just began to rejoice and just giggle when we tithe. We didn't have much at the time, but it didn't take long. Tithing the tithe. And let me just slip over there quickly. And verse 12, when thou hast made an end of tithing all the tithes of thine increase in the third year, which is the year of tithing, and hast given it to the Levite, and so forth and so forth. You know, say before the Lord thy God. There are tithing scriptures. The book of Malachi. The book of Malachi says the Lord of hosts. Most Christians don't know what the Lord of hosts means, but we'll be right back and I'll tell you.
Every day, your words have the power to shape your life. What words are you choosing? Words that invite struggle and defeat? Or words that bring life? In his audio teaching, Choose Life, Choose Words, Kenneth Copeland reveals how the words you speak today will create your future. When your voice lines up with God's word, his promises of healing, abundance, and victory begin to flow in your life. Conquer worry and anxiety by meditating on God's word day and night. Let it be the first thoughts you have when you wake and your last thoughts lying down. Build a solid confession of faith. Fill your heart with God's truth and speak words that create the life you were meant to live. Your breakthrough is in the faith in your heart that comes out of your mouth. Request your copy and start to choose life, choose words. Request your copy of Choose Life, Choose Words by Kenneth Copeland, available as a digital download free on kcm.org.uk/TV special. Learn how to develop a constant confession of faith based on the Word of God. Download your free audio teaching today and let the power of God's Word, spoken by faith, set your course for life. Request your free offer today.
In you than he that's in the world. I said the greater one is right here.
By his stripes ye were healed. That's cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure. You can't separate healing from salvation. It's on the cross.
Join us for the Southwest Believers Convention with Kenneth Copeland and our special lineup of guest speakers, July 28th through August 2nd. Register at kcm.org/swbc today.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org.uk/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
The Lord of hosts is the Lord of the angelic armies of Almighty God. Hallelujah. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, remember this. God loves you, and we love you, and Jesus is Lord. Woo! Glory to God.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.uk.